Well, the Australian share market is set for a weaker open in early trade on Thursday. With about half an hour to go in the after-hours session, SPY futures were down by around 18 points, or just over a quarter of 1%. So US markets had a mixed session overnight. There were early gains, but they weren't sustained into the close. And the early improvements were driven by unconfirmed reports that the US Treasury, via the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, had reached out to Chinese authorities in an effort to try and find some common ground around trade. But those gains for the equity markets weren't sustained, and by the close we had the Dow just in positive territory, the S&P 500 largely flat, and the Nasdaq was down by a quarter of 1%. There were some reasonable gains for the Dow in early trade. That market was up by around 174 points, or about 0.75%. So not a flattering picture for US stocks by and large, particularly where the tech stocks are concerned, because semiconductor names have been under pressure consistently, and that remained a feature overnight. Micron Devices, for example, was down by around 4%. The other big news story overnight, at least in terms of headlines, was that Apple had unveiled a new suite of products. Didn't really resonate with the share price. The shares finished down by just over 1%, but although the commentary around the new range was pretty positive. The bottom line is you've got to strike a bit of a balance between innovation and not cannibalizing your existing revenue, but generally a tick in terms of the new portfolio of products that's been released. Elsewhere, European markets were generally firmer. We had a solid gain for the CAC 40. It was up by around 0.9%. Commodity prices were supported by a weaker US dollar. The main catalyst for the weaker US dollar was a lower than expected reading for producer inflation. The measure of producer inflation actually had its first drop in 18 months, falling by 0.1%, and the annualized rate coming in at 2.3%. That pushed the US dollar down, which supported commodity prices, particularly oil. It was at a two-month high. West Texas Intermediate crude oil finished up by about a dollar, around $70.30 US per barrel. Gold prices were up by 0.75%. Iron ore prices in the last day have fallen 25 cents to $68.10. Looking ahead to the local market today, the key result will be the August unemployment report. The market is expecting around 18,000 jobs to have been added to the economy, and the unemployment rate to have stayed at 5.3%. And the Aussie dollar is trading at around 71.7 US cents.